welcome back to this issue of the podcast. So if you're running a small business, this is for you. Now, I'm guilty of going on and on and on about some of this stuff, and most of my small business customers get it now because it's been hammered into them. But we're talking about needing to grow a business, to take it from where we are to where we think it should be or where we want it to be. Part of that is about lifestyle, because our business needs to be serving us, not us serving it. If you've got a business that's not quite working for you, then it's a pretty shit job, to be fair. But if you're able to use your business to be able to do, to allow you the freedom to do the things you wanted to do, want to do, need to do, must do, then everything starts to change. So a lot of the stuff I talk about is about putting in place systems and processes so we can do just that. Now, if we look at conventional business economics, we can look at our current cash flow, we can look at our current situation, a current trading year, if you like, trading quarter, and say, well, okay, I haven't had the profits that I wanted, I didn't have the profits that we should have done, and I can't afford a day off to play golf, I'm constantly chasing, constantly searching for new stuff, then that is not a good look. So we need to be able to adjust that in some way. We can cut costs, we can reduce numbers of staff, we can cut back on research and development, we can cut back on marketing, we can change premises, we can start working in narrow geographic areas, which reduces our travel costs and therefore our travel time and therefore our costs. And we can do all sorts of things in order to reduce what we're spending. The problem is with that, it's finite. There's only so much we can do in order to reduce our expenditure. So that's not necessarily an answer. It is an important thing, but it's not the answer that we need in order to start using the business to do what we wanted to do, which is either to provide the level of income, or you'd get a job, or we need it to allow us the flexibility to turn up and do the work when we wanted to do it. So one of the things I always talk about, and I'm going to keep talking about it until everybody gets it, your existing customers that know you, love you and trust you, are you're always going to be your cash cow. They are always going to be people that you should fall back on, return to and understand in order to help grow your business. That means that you're going to be cross-selling them products. It means you're going to be adding extra services to the ones you currently offer. It means you're going to have all sorts of bolt-ons. And once you've got a loyal customer base, once you've got a customer base that responds every time you make an offer, that responds every time you get in touch with them, then you'll start to get something that is of real value to the business. If you look at Amazon's business model, for example, it doesn't hesitate to fire out an email to say, oh, by the way, did you know that we also did this? If you look at the way eBay operates, or even Tesco's, they are very quick to remind you on a fairly regular basis. They have some club card deals. They know exactly what you're buying, they know exactly what you want to buy, and all they need to do is to make you an offer, to ring that bell, if you like, that Pavlov did with his dogs. And if you're not familiar with the experiment, I suggest you go and have a look at it. Not saying we need to make our customers like that, but we do need to take parts of what the big boys are doing and make them our own in order to fit our small business. Bottom line here is that new customers are expensive to acquire, new customers are expensive to, in order to onboard. Existing customers are a third or maybe even 10% of the cost of new customers. More importantly, they love you. They love you. They want to do business with you. They want to work with you. They leave you reviews. They say kind things about you. They do that for a reason, because you're actually quite good at what you do. You're actually quite good at your job, whether you believe it or not. Yeah, I know, you don't want me to blow smoke at my backside, but, you know, that's where I'm coming from. So the nub of this short podcast is to say, well, look, you need to be able to do more of this customer attention stuff. You need to be farming rather than hunting. And if you can get some of this stuff right, and this is not the first time I've spoken about it, not the first podcast I've done about it, if you get some of this right, everything will change for you. So as an idea on this, go ahead and have a look at your last 10 customers, the last 10 people that you made a sale to. Get their email address and fire them off an email and say, hi, it's Bob here from Acme. You know, how's it going? We haven't spoken for a couple of weeks. Everything okay? Anything else I can do for you? It needs to be no more than that. We don't have to make this complicated. We don't have to make this all douchebaggy. We just need to get them used to having contact from us. And I would suggest you need to dedicate 3 or 4 hours a week just to sit down and do some of this nice stuff. And you're going to be pleased afterwards. It will lift you up. It'll make you feel better emotionally because your customers want the contact from you. Once you've done that and you've got them used to having conversation with you, fire a newsletter out. You know, create some words on a piece of paper to say, you know, these are the updates in our business, these are the updates in the system, this is what, you know, the new things are moving to. You've always got these in your new business. And if your new business, if you haven't got them, then think about them. If you're a kitchen fitter, it might be, you know, new types of units or new types of covering or, you know, perhaps new types of flooring that may or may not be relevant for your customers. If you're an accountant, it may be compliance updates or things that the revenue are currently doing. You have something to say, and if you don't, I think you need to look a bit harder for them. Anyway, if you're stuck with any of this, want systems put in place, want to understand how it all works and how we can do it for you in your business, then please get in touch. See you on the next one.